Welcome to Breakthrough Radio, a global business radio show where smarter strategies deliver breakthrough results by adding an entrepreneurial touch driving today's profits. Now, get ready for three powerful breakthrough segments with Michelle Price.
Welcome to Breakthrough Radio. This is Michelle Price here, where we're coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas. And on Breakthrough Radio, we are just about to celebrate 6 years of talking to you about mastering the inner and the outer game of business. All right, it's time for us to pop over to talk with Don on our breakthrough tip. How are you doing this morning, Don?
I am wonderful, Michelle. How are you?
Well, we cheated and we talked a little bit before we went on air, so you already know. I want to know who stole my fall. All right, so tell us, what are these five things we need to love to boost our sales?
Well, love is more important than we think because emotion drives everything. Emotion drives all of our actions, sometimes on a subconscious level, but it still does. And in sales, there are five things specifically that you need to love if you are going to increase your sales. And the first of those five things is selling. You have to love selling. Because if you don't love selling, you're going to put it off, you're going to delay it, you're going to avoid it. We tend to do what we love doing and we avoid doing what we don't love doing. And the fact is, whether you are a professional or a business person, your business depends on sales. And if you're a salesperson, obviously your career is sales. So if you don't love selling, you're not going to do it well, which means you need to love selling. Learn everything you can about it. Understand the mental blocks you might have about selling are. A lot of us have grown up believing that sales is nasty or it's low or it's evil, it's obnoxious, it's high pressure, and that prevents us from embracing it. So learn about what selling really is. Understand your mental blocks so that you can love it. Ultimately, if you're a professional or a business owner, you could hire somebody who loves selling, and that would be an acceptable alternative. There are, however, of course, risks and challenges with that as well. But the bottom line is whoever is selling for you needs to love selling. The second thing you need to love is your product. You need to be passionate about your product or your service. You need to believe it is phenomenal. Not necessarily that it's the best. It doesn't matter if it's the best or not, but you have to understand how valuable it is, how wonderful it is, how much of an impact it can make on people's lives or businesses. If you don't love your product, you have a hard time selling it. This is not to say you have to love every single product you sell, because there might be some you love more than others. That's normal. We resonate with certain items more than others, and that's okay. Understand that just because you don't love a particular item in your line doesn't mean somebody else doesn't love that product. So what's perfect for us is not necessarily perfect for somebody else. Don't let your biases get in the way of your sales. But overall, you need to love what it is you sell. The third thing you need to love is your company. And whether it's your company or company you work for, you need to love the company. You need to believe that everybody in the company is wonderful and that you can trust everybody in that company. This is a challenge for a lot of salespeople who work for a company that they don't really love. They're doing it for a paycheck, and often they're doing it until they can find something better. So if you are running a company, you need to really understand the value of culture, how important employee engagement is. And you need to take steps to make sure that your company is one that your people can love and take pride in and be joyful about. So learn about leadership and about management and about employee engagement. Make your company one that people will love to work for. Because when people love their company, they work harder for it. They sell more. They sell better. The fourth thing you need to love is your customers. You absolutely have to love who you are selling to. If you are looking at customers as simply dollar signs, you're not going to be really effective. People can see through that. I've said before on this show, people want to feel cared about. They want to feel they have an advocate and that the person who is selling to them is not just looking for money. So you need to really care about the people you're selling to. You need to love your customers, value your customers, appreciate your customers, because everything you do should be in their best interest. And if you work in their best interest, your best interest will get taken care of. That's not a problem. So if you don't love your customers, figure out why. Figure out what the block is. Because the more you love your customers, the stronger your sales will be. And the fifth one may be the toughest. The fifth thing you need to love is yourself. You need to love yourself in order to sell more. And too many people don't love themselves. Too many of us have worthiness issues. We don't believe we're worthy of success. We don't believe we're worthy of achieving our hopes, our goals, our dreams. And the challenge is, when you don't love yourself, you sabotage yourself. Which means if you don't believe you are worthy of achieving your sales goals, your business dreams, your subconscious mind will work to make sure you don't achieve them. Because our brains demand consistency. So we operate in a world that we expect to see. If you don't love yourself, if you don't value yourself, then on a subconscious level, you will constantly be fighting yourself and you will sabotage your own sales. I have seen this in my own behaviors in the past. I have seen where I've sabotaged my own sales efforts. And when I really dug down, I realized where that came from. I didn't truly love myself. And I didn't truly believe in myself. It's a long story where all that came from. But a lot of us have those issues. I've learned this over the years. So many of us don't love ourselves. We don't believe that we're worthy. And often it's a subconscious belief. We're not even aware of it. So talk to people. Talk to a therapist. Talk to your religious advisor. Talk to a really good friend. Talk to your parents or anybody else that you really, really trust. A professional is best. He can help you really dig down and uncover what those buried issues are. And when you find what those are, it's like pulling the cork out of a bottle, and all of a sudden, the wealth and abundance flows freely. Those are the five things you need to love in order to boost your sales. You need to love selling. You need to love your product. You need to love your company. You need to love your customers. And you need to love yourself. Embrace all five of those things. Love them all unconditionally, and your sales will skyrocket.
Well, thank you, Don. It's so fun to watch how you bring our awareness around to things and help direct our attention so that it can be beneficial for what we do in our business. And we appreciate that about you.
You're very welcome, Michelle.